Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And now we are joined by very, very special guests, Luca and Jack from Wet Denim. Hey, how are you guys?
Got it good. How are you going?
Good, thank you. First of all, I guess we should talk about the elephant in the room. You released your single Living Room on Friday. How's it been since having that out?
It's been cool. It's always kind of a buzzy feeling because you work on something for a very long time and then something's out and you kind of forget that, you know, no one else has been hearing it for months and months and months. So it's cool, like, adjusting to that. Yeah. Being able to share it with people and hearing all the nice feedback and things.
Yeah, for sure. It's the first track you've released in almost a year, right? Like, how has it been, like, getting music back out there and, like what have people been saying about, like, your hiatus and, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, you go, Jack.
I was just going to say, it's just feels good to, yeah, like, have finally start getting some new stuff out. I think we've just been sort of knuckling down writing, figuring out our sound, and we're just, yeah, excited to share the new sort of direction, I guess, we're taking.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so what have you guys been doing since releasing, like, Lonely for a While came out in April last year, and then Living Room, obviously, on Friday. Have you just been, like, writing, or what's been happening in between that? Yeah,
we're always writing, to be honest.
Yeah,
in different capacities. But I think over the past year, we've kind of been more seriously finishing stuff. You know, because that's the whole battle. Is like, it's pretty straightforward to write an idea, but actually finishing it and getting everyone happy with it is like, that's the slog. So, you know, we've ticked a few things off in that domain. We had a fun New Year's. We played Matakanarama Festival, which was cool.
That was really
fun. Then, yeah, back into 2026, we're in the studio for a bit. And we're just gearing up to hopefully have an active year.
Hell yeah!
Just played Homegrown over the weekend.
So we were just talking about that. Yes. Yeah, crazy new location in Hamilton.
Yeah. It's been good.
Yeah, awesome. Well, yeah, heading back to Living Room, tell us a little bit about the song. Like, what does it mean to you guys? What was the writing process for that one in particular like?
To be honest, this one came together pretty quickly. So we were doing some writing sessions with Ben O'Leary from Drake's Project, and then Joe, our bass player, had this kind of chord progression and this, like, groove idea, and we just went around the room and just put this thing together pretty quickly, which is cool. It's kind of feels a bit like, a bit to us, like the slightly older and more mature brother of the song Stuck With You.
Yeah, I see that.
Kind of both got that kind of swung groove, the kind of Incubus influence. It kind of was one of those ones that came together quite quickly. And then, yeah, we recorded it at Massey's Ahumarangi Studio with Dan Goodwin, who's an amazing engineer and producer and our good mate on the tools. So that was really fun.
Awesome. You just mentioned Incubus. Have you got any other, like, musical influences for this new direction of Wet Denim?
A band we all really love is Wonder Horse.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely a big one that we like to listen to there. Maybe another kind of left field one would be, we've all been jamming a lot of Deftones recently. I guess their catalogue is so varied from, like, shoegaze to pretty riffy metal stuff, but, you know, we've definitely taken a few cues from some of their stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, awesome. How was producing with Ben O'Leary? You've worked with him before, or was
so we did some stuff with him on our debut EP.
Yeah,
I think that it's really cool just having such an experienced songwriter who can validate your ideas and kind of coach you through stuff and be like, yo, that was cool, or that could be better, because we're real supportive of each other, but also it can be hard, you know, when you're writing with these people who are in the band as well.
Yeah.
It can be like, oh, this is my idea, this is your idea. But then having a third party can be really, just keep it really productive, you know. Like, oh, we're getting bogged down in the details, or let's maybe move on to this thing.
True.
Yeah, we found it very beneficial to have that extra sort of person there that can maybe like help us decide like what is the best direction to take the song. Because during the year we were also doing some like co-writing and working with Neil McLeod.
Oh yeah,
it was also the same sort of thing. Just like, yeah, this is the way I think you should take it, and it just helps us like not argue, I suppose.
But yeah, true.
Yeah, you know,
minimize interband arguments. That's always.
It's always fun. Like those guys love a good joke and some banter, which is like, we value that, you know. We don't want to take any of that stuff too seriously, so it can just be fun, you know, hanging out and doing music.
100%. I had a thought. It was there. What was I going to ask you guys? What is Living Room about? Like, what have you guys written it about? What do the lyrics mean behind it?
So, Nick, our incredible lead singer, he wrote the lyrics for this one, and it's about, you know, feeling kind of stuck in a rut, and, you know, things that may have helped you get out of that rut, like good habits and being productive and kind of having your life on track on paper just aren't working anymore. You know, it's kind of like, well, what do I do now? And I guess the living room is kind of a metaphor, you know, you're sitting in this living room and you're just like feeling a bit stink about yourself or your life, and it's like, what do I do now? So the song itself sounds quite upbeat and positive, but, you know, it's definitely an introspective one, which I guess those are the kind of songs we like to write lyrically. Yeah.
True. Awesome. Playing a show this Friday in Welly for the release of Living Room. How psyched are you for that, to be like back in Welly playing shows? And then have you got anything else planned to come anywhere else in New Zealand? Whoa, that was an awfully framed question. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that.
No, we're super, super stoked to be playing hometown show, Living Room release with Dylan Joe. It's just, it's going to be so fun. We're going to have some stage props, which we're really excited about doing as well. Just some cool things. But in terms of other New Zealand shows, just watch this space is all I can say.
Awesome.
Yes. definitely watch this space. Keep a careful eye on wetdenim.com.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we wrap up, I guess, as well?
Oh, we're stoked to be on chatting with you. And so thanks for having us first 100%. And for all.
Thanks for coming on.
You know, we are very keen to get back down to Dunedin this year.
100%. Dunedin will be so keen to have you.
It's always a blast playing in Dunedin.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm sure we'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much for coming on air and having a chat. We've got Living Room queued up right now on the one. So, cheers, guys, and keep it locked.
Cheers.
Thank you for having us.
Bye. See you later.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.